This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore,
featuring original stories and ideas of the American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by Melissa Stevenson, a writer of fiction, nonfiction, and poetry from Missoula, Montana.
Her works have appeared in periodicals such as the Chattahoochee Review, the Mid-American Review, and the Washington Post, among others. In her current project, Stevenson is writing a memoir about cars and her brother.
Stevenson compares her own voice to that of a wild iris. Both endure a period of dormancy before emerging to blossom. She writes,
"The year before I started middle school, my parents made me watch a videotape of a professor talking about problem students who engage in negative attention seeking. I didn't understand why my teacher had sent this video home. Mrs. Dolk had short blonde hair like Princess Diana, and sometimes I imagined what life would be like if she adopted me. I tried to impress her with jokes and high test scores. But as we watched the video, I realized my favorite teacher didn't much like me. 'Mrs. Dolk thinks you're snippy,' my mother said. 'She thinks you hurt people's feelings. You need to be quiet and kind.' I traced the spines of the encyclopedias on the bookshelf, only nodding as a response. For years after, I didn't say much. Words sprouted in my head and went to seed on the vine. I spent the bulk of my adolescence in libraries, picking books at random and devouring the sentences, taking everything inward. Eventually, I found the section with the slimmest volumes of all, poetry. The year I moved west for college, I opened Louise Glick's book, Wild Iris, and read these words in the title poem. 'Whatever returns from oblivion returns to find a voice.' How was she writing all of this about a flower, I wondered. How was she writing all of this about me? I read and reread Glick's volume of poetry into something as marked up and tattered as a child's lovey. I fully internalized its message. Then, when I was ready, I picked up a pen and woke this feral animal you're hearing right now, this voice."
Stevenson pairs her reflection with the title poem from that book, Wild Iris, by Louise Glick.
It was for this collection that Glick won the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry in 1992. She is the author of more than a dozen books of poetry and is known for her ability to capture intense emotions in a rich but accessible style. She writes,
"The Wild Iris. At the end of my suffering, there was a door. Hear me out. That which you call death, I remember. Overhead, noises. Branches of the pine shifting, then nothing. The weak sun flickered over the dry surface. It is terrible to survive as consciousness buried in the dark earth. Then it was over. That which you fear, being a soul and unable to speak, ending abruptly, the stiff earth bending a little. And what I took to be birds darting in low shrubs. You who do not remember passage from the other world, I tell you I could speak again. Whatever returns from oblivion returns to find a voice. From the center of my life came a great fountain, deep blue shadows on azure seawater."
A poem by Louise Glick titled The Wild Iris.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Ostein, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and Radius Gallery, a contemporary fine arts gallery in Missoula, Montana.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.